The Pan American Health Organization presents the Digital Health COVID-19 Podcast. Today's topic, why data disaggregation is key during a pandemic. Disaggregated data refers to the separation of compiled information into smaller units to elucidate underlying trends and patterns. Compiled data may come from multiple sources, the public or private sectors, and national or international organizations, and have multiple variables or dimensions. To enhance understanding of a situation, the data is grouped by dimension, such as age, sex, geographic area, education, ethnicity, or other socioeconomic variables. When a pandemic occurs, an appropriate and efficient response requires that we identify and characterize the factors that slow or accelerate transmission and the populations that are most vulnerable. High-quality, accessible, trusted, timely, open, and reliable disaggregated data is critical to generating valuable information for decision-making in real time. For instance, to determine if an intervention, such as mass self-screening, is effective, we need to know what proportion of the population has been tested. This may require an analysis by age, geographic area, or other socioeconomic variables. Pandemics do not spread among or affect different population subgroups in the same manner. With COVID-19, for example, research shows that older adults have a higher risk of developing health complications. Age appears to be a crucial determinant, so the current response and control measures have been implemented with this focus. That said, the relationship between social demographic determinants and the spread of respiratory disease is a complex one. The current COVID-19 pandemic highlights the importance of data disaggregation for allocating limited health resources and policy planning during and after the crisis. Hospitalization and mortality rates for COVID-19 vary greatly by age group. So, accurate population-level data is imperative for determining the relative size of each age group. These proportions are used in models to estimate the resource requirements of any given hospital. Likewise, as countries begin to loosen physical distancing measures, disaggregated data analysis will permit governments to adjust guidelines according to relative risks, thereby shielding vulnerable age groups. Ensuring that data collected are sufficiently disaggregated by the appropriate dimensions enables more effective interventions and supports policies and strategies to address the underlying health inequities that fuel disease. A significant level of data disaggregation is required to ensure no one is left behind. What is the minimum set of suggested disaggregation? Once collected, data can be divided by various dimensions, depending on the information available and the objective sought. In accordance with the fundamental principles of official statistics, indicators should be disaggregated by sex, age, education, income or economic status, ethnic origin, geographic location, and disability. The Global Partnership for Sustainable Development Data sets for the following criteria. All populations must be included in the data. All data should, wherever possible, be disaggregated in order to accurately describe all populations. Data should be drawn from all available sources. Those responsible for the collection of data and production of statistics must be accountable. Human and technical capacity to collect, analyze, and use disaggregated data must be improved, including through adequate and sustainable financing. Disaggregated data offers many benefits, such as accurate health situation analysis, enhanced understanding of a population's particular characteristics, problem detection, patterns and needs identification, equity monitoring, financing structures and plans for resource targeting, project monitoring and evaluation, progress measurement, routine comparison and trend analysis to inform and improve programs, improved health information systems, and many more. To obtain more technical information about data disaggregation, please visit PAHO's website, www.paho.org/ish. This podcast is a production of the Pan American Health Organization.